There's one simple exercise that I've come back to again and again and again in the process of growing and scaling my business. And it's probably made one of the biggest impacts on my ability to grow and scale and level up and attract more qualified, higher caliber clients. And it's a really hard thing to do. And every time I do this, I did this morning, I run into the same challenges, the same roadblocks. And it's a beautiful exercise for you, regardless of what stage you're at as an entrepreneur, especially as you're growing and scaling. What is this? Setting standards and clarifying what your standards are. What I love about this exercise, sitting down, getting clear on who you're available for, what you're available for in your business, and more importantly, what you're no longer tolerating. Standards for who you're here to work with and who you aren't. What's okay for you and your business? What types of behavior and engagements with your clients are acceptable and what you're no longer willing to tolerate? And these evolve as you grow and scale, but you know, the thing that I love about this is it's a beautiful exercise in faith versus fear. Every time I do this exercise, I notice the part of me that's afraid to level up, that's afraid of what it will cost me. For example, I just sat down this morning and we decided to raise our pricing for the collective and calibrate it to a more established entrepreneur, someone who's already got traction, who is in that growing and scaling phase. And I noticed the part of me when I do that and really sat down, I was like, okay, well, we're going to miss out on revenue. It's going to cost us clients. What about the people who are earlier on that we've been signing on board? What is that going to mean for us? And my mind goes crazy with these stories. And every time I've set standards, this is the journey that I go through. It's this beautiful mirror, fear versus faith. And I have a choice every time I do this. Am I going to live from fear? Am I going to choose to waffle on my standards or energetically straddle, which is the phrase that I use to describe entrepreneurs who basically keep one foot in the old and one foot in the new because of fear. The challenge with this is because it's a decision that's made from fear, it gets mirrored back to you in the business. And this is one of the biggest things that stops people from scale, and it certainly has in my journey, the ability to claim a standard from a place of faith, from a place of abundance. That is the actual work. And that is the thing that ultimately gets mirrored back to you in the business. And what I've learned again and again and again and again is as I've taken those steps, as I've chosen to claim a higher standard, whether that's a higher price. I mean, when I first started coaching back in 2016, I was selling $200 courses. Now I'm selling, you know, $40,000 one-on-one mentorship. And that was not an overnight journey. But every single move along that road, there was fear. There was, no one's going to buy this. There was the part of me that felt like I wasn't ready to claim that next step or it would cost too much. And again and again and again, the ability to notice those choice points in your business, to notice the tension between the part of you that's afraid, the part of you that's telling the story that there won't be enough, and then to choose faith, to choose trust, to choose to claim that next level of identity yourself. What becomes possible through that is a completely different business. So, question for you right now. What are you currently tolerating in your business that you're no longer available for? And if you were to reflect on where you want to be in your business, let's say you're at six figures, you want to make seven figures. Cool. How does that seven figure you see the business you're running right now? How does that seven figure you spend their time? What kinds of clients does that seven-figure you work with? What kinds of interactions does that seven-figure you participate in? And notice the contrast between how that seven-figure you is showing up and the choices, the decisions, the way your calendar is structured, the clients you're working with today. And just notice that from a place of awareness. And then you get to choose in this moment to claim a new standard. To claim a new standard. So what are you tolerating in your business that the seven-figure you, that the next level of you would no longer be tolerating? Really great question to reflect on today. Sending you lots of love.